Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Tonight, I want you to be able to listen, be able to take in what God's going to give you, give to me, to give to you. Now, what I want to say, you know, with the day I've been to the altar, there's several people. I was outside. We was doing our monthly prayer and making our prayer requests. Some of you need prayer requests, you need to call me where I might be able to do it. Now, I want you to get ready because we've got a rare show tonight, Crossing with the Ancestors. And I want to give you a chance to know what your ancestors are saying. I say I have an ancestor. East, West, North, and South. I say East, West, North, South. When I do that, Psalms 119 come in my vibration. Tonight, spirits move, and I want to tell you, young lady, that call, I want to tell you, the trip that you want to make, don't make that trip, okay? That trip is bound to be an accident, so don't go, okay? And the one that just called me before I got started on the show, she called me. I got some scriptures I want you to read tonight. I want you to get ready, because I'm going to talk about 2023, the flood, the storm is back-to-back that's going on, and it's happening in California, down in Arkansas, Mississippi, throughout the South. God is cleaning up the earth. It's time for our ancestors to move forward to us. Thank you, Cambridge. I'm going to give you a divine word tonight. I hope you're able to accept what God give me to give you tonight, because I'm going to talk about some of the things. You know, when I talk about the ancestors, I talk about the death. You know, when people die, when they cross over. You know, they can come back and be where they want to be. They can come back and they can be around you. They can walk with you. You don't even know it. But when we cross over to ancestors, you know, I was talking to a young lady, and she said, my boyfriend slapped me. I said, no, I wasn't afraid of your mama slapped me. It's not. And spit me. Another lady I was talking to today in her message, she couldn't raise her arm up. I told her to call her mother's name. And after she called her mother's name, whatever that pain, the doctor couldn't get an MRI. She said, I ain't got to go now. I said, well, you got the MRI when you called your mother's name. Spirit realm, whatever needs to be touched was touched. I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing. I was talking to several young ladies. One was 7, one was 8, one was 15. And I said, I want all young women to step up to the plate. Your young granddaughters, we need to, I was telling a young man, I said, the mama always goes on to leave the baby at home. How can the baby learn and you leave her at home because you out there in the street? Carry your baby with you. Going to a party, carry with you. Going, carry your baby with you. That means that you are training that child where it want to go. You leave it at home, ain't cleaning it up, ain't watching it. You give it to the grandma, throw it on her. And I want to tell all you grandmothers, it's not good for you to take care of your children, babies. Let me say it again. It's not good for you to take responsibility because you didn't lay down and have them. You lay down and had them. They should be able to monitor their children. They got the no good men, ain't doing nothing. They want you to take care of the children. They take care of the men. So the answer just told me that. But I want to talk about Whitney Houston and Spirit World. I want to talk about some of those women that's in the spirit world were so powerful. And they opened the door. I had Father open our eyes up. And I think I played last night, Selena Simone, Here Comes the Sun. I think I played a little, I'm playing a little that tonight. She's in the spirit realm. And when she said, Here Comes the Sun, it comes the energy of God. See, back in Egypt, they call it Amun Ra, the sun god, Amun Ra. So when she's saying, Here Comes the Sun, I want you to interpret that, Here Comes the Spirit of your great-grandmother, your great-grandfather, I say. Brother Dan Cook, Rosie Cook. Sister Carrie Nunn, Sam Cook. I say your ancestor, Mother Rose, I say, Mama Annie, I say all of your people, Jerry, I say Monroe, I say your mother, your grandmother, I say all the ancestors, I say them tonight for you. I say your mother, which is right there with you, or your grandfather, or your father there with you. And they're not going to let you make a fool out of yourself. I said, and they're going to let a healing come to you. This is Lena Simone. Here comes the sun. I want to say, here comes the spirit.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say, it's alright. It's alright.
You cross over with the ancestors, cross over with power and energy. I say, when I cross over with the ancestors, the ancestors is the spirit. They left the physical body. They're in the spirit. death, your mother, your father, your mother. Some of them come, you don't even know who they are. We're going to do tonight. We're going to talk about those spirits that come to you. You say, how come I'm like him? Because the spirit comes to give you information. Now, I want all women, I want to talk about all the women that open up doors. See, when black men couldn't go to work, women couldn't go to work, bought food back. So black men have always been on the stage. They've been always warriors, black women. And I want to say that, and young black women have to be trained by older black women, okay? You don't let no man put you down. If he ain't for you, you leave him alone and move on. They're going like Buffy. It's this one catching up. What I'm telling you tonight, I say I'm an ancestor. Know that you have something to do. And as you have something to do, God will open up that door for you. Quit playing business. This is what I want to say. I want you to be on fire. I had a young lady that called me, and I told her, I was talking to her. She said, Bishop, you played Alicia Keys, and my child got up and sat up and said, Mama, that's Alicia Keys. And we talked about her in school, just here in school. And the lady asked me, Bishop, what is significant in that song? For you to be on point, for you as a black woman to be on point, for you to know that you are the creator of life. God gives you life, and ain't nobody should be kicking no baby, beating abortion, getting rid of their babies. That should happen. And I want to say this before I get started. In Texas, now it was in Indiana. They passed a bill where the child can't tell you that they want to get a sex change. Here's a little boy want to get a sex change. Here's a little girl want to get a sex change. And they're young. Why would grown folks bring that mess, bring that conversation to kids, and they ain't old enough? Because of evil. Romans 1:26, God turned them over to a reprobate mind. We got some reprobate. We got people that's in Congress. We got people in government. It's reprobated. They want to take a child and give him a sex change. And he's 12, 13 years old, and he don't know. They want to give girls hormone treatment. This is demonic spirits. And the ancestors don't like it. I don't like it. You shouldn't like it. Here's your child come to you. Mama, I think I want to be a boy. God made you a woman. Here's a boy come. Dad, I think I want to be a girl. You better get someone to sit down. You know it's lots of demonic spirits out here. I know y'all don't like this. What it is. Some of y'all feel it's all right for two men to go together. It's all right for two women to go together. You accept that. You can't accept evil over good. If I got a bucket full of truth tonight, how come you going to take somebody's word it's all right for you to do that? This is discrimination. This is the white supremacy putting this on us. And black folks just come out of slavery. Just broke chains. You want to go get slave again. But I want to say this tonight. Get ready. And I'm going to get ready.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground. And she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds. And she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. Yeah.
earth is on fire. All you women, my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, and all the women that we know that's in the spirit world, and those that were singing, those actors, and those, let me tell you something, if it wasn't for your mother's mother, you wouldn't be here. And I want to tell you, tonight I'm reaching out for the ancestors. Call your mother's name or your grandmother's name and call their name, Carrie, Jones, Lewis, Lord, whatever their name. And the scripture I want to share with you, all things are possible for those that believe. Luke 18 and 27, I want you to get ready. He's going to give you rest. St. Matthew 11, 28 down to 30. Psalm 91 and Psalm 15. His grace is sufficient enough. I want to talk, I say, our ancestors tonight. I want to start with all the women. Get your pencil and paper because you need to take these names down. These are women. These are some of the women that you need to know about. And these women was women that worked, that made it possible for you and me to be where we should be. Hello? So sometimes you have to wait on things to work. It seemed like you said, Bishop, I done missed it. I say, I'm an ancestor. I'm praying for you and you tonight, all is well. Share this number with somebody. Exodus 14:14, 515-605-9890. And I want to let you know, when you got to need your plant of seed. Now, some of you need to see. We're going into a new month. We're leaving winter, going into summer. And you need to get ready for some things to work for you. I was sitting here earlier listening to these women that have made the way, that old and young, they've come and they made the way. And I was on YouTube listening to some of the weight they had made, that pushed the envelope where we might be able to be what we ought to be. Now, what I'm saying to you tonight, God is able, I say. I want to tell you, Sandra, you asked me, I want you to read Psalms 22 and 58. Your mother in the spirit realm, Grace, she don't want you to sell a house. She says it's a family house. Your grit when he was a slave. And she said, don't let the rest of the family tell you to go on and sell and get rid of it. It's a problem. It's no problem, okay? Thank you, kind spirit. So you do that. And I want to tell you, Jean, all is well. Thank you, kind spirit. See, what's happening is a loss of spirits is loose. What you mean? What I mean, these spirits are walking the earth, see, because so much negativity went on, so much murder and killing that went on. And some of them fell on our kids. What I mean is fell on our kids. Some of the stuff we picking up, it ain't for us. We getting it because we're not teaching our kids what they need to be taught. God will make a way out of no way. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Somebody read that. That'll be a blessing to you. Now, this is the new year, 2022. I prophesied back-to-back flood, storm. I said, get ready. The lady said, well, we done had one storm. I said, get ready for a repeat. So they're getting it up in California now. Floods, water. And when you go down south, it ain't never been that cold it was in Mississippi and Louisiana night before last. When you go down to Florida, it's gonna be a hurricane back to back. So get ready. You heard me say it. And I ain't gonna lie to you. You're gonna have hurricanes back to back. So get ready and receive them hurricanes that I said. And some people living down on the coast, they got to get up. They got to come in. That's going to be flood. The spirits are not going to be flooded in the next month coming up. That flood's going to hit some part of Illinois, some part of Missouri, all the way down to Tennessee, all the way down to Mississippi, all the way down to Mississippi. It's happening. And you just write it down. When it don't happen, call and let me know. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm praying for you, Mother Mary Scott, I'm praying for you tonight. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you, Pearl. William, I'm praying for you, every letter, every telephone call. I'm going to let you know, Lisa, I'm praying for you. Dean, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, God will open a door for you. He will be your friend when you don't have no friend. And I want to tell you, God have not given you a spirit of fear. When you walk in the anointing of God, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God didn't give you the spirit of fear. God gave you the spirit of be an overcomer. And you got to know, time for you to overcome some things, okay? It's time for you to know that God got something for you, and can't nobody take what God got for you tonight. I shall say. Some of you, I was reading Psalms 1, and I was reading that God was giving me a revelation knowledge that this year is going to be a year of knowledge, of wisdom, and the truth. They lied to us about the cobra. It was dead in the laboratory, but it was dead in the woods, messing with an apple. But some people didn't take the shot, and they lived. And some people took the shot, and they died. Hello? So what I'm saying, you got to let go and let God. They were telling me that she lost her son and her daughter. And I said, well, don't worry about it. They're in the spirit realm. And she said, every time I go in this room, I can see her. What that's all about, I said, it's about the spirit realm. See, the spirit, and spirits can go where they won't go. And when you get ready to manifest, when they get ready to manifest, some of you have been told, when you're dead, you're done. I'm just telling you, move to another level. And I was reading, I was in the book of Enoch, the angels, that God had to chastise the angels because they had broke the law. You know, and it's law and honor. And you got to understand, man don't make law, God makes law. Okay? And it's the divine law. And the divine law, God said man and woman. The divine law to be fruitful and multiply. Divine law is you walk in the way of God. I don't know what you do, but divine law. One of the things that's going on now in the community, get ready. God will open up a special door for you. God will open up that door for you. Things going to work for you better than in the heaven. I want you to change your diet. Some of you is already messed up on the inside because of the chemicals that's been going on. And you got to cleanse your body, body, mind, soul, and soul give you a word. You know, somebody said, what a friend we have in Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, if some things going to take place, you got to be ready for them. All the killing and the murder going on, don't think God ain't looking. God is in control. In Chicago, they got a racial thing going on. You got black and white running. You got half the white. All the whites with you. Most all the whites with the white man. The blacks is all divided. Same if you keep the slaves divided, and that's what happens. You know, everybody got their hand out. Okay. What I'm saying, it's going to be the mass race in Chicago going to bring national attention to what's going on in the world. In the world. And what I'm saying in the world is many things going on in the world, but it's going to bring national attention to things happening in the world to us. So I just want to know, I just hope you get ready for a spiritual breakthrough. I'm saying, get ready for a spiritual breakthrough. God to do something special for you, where you can be able to go to the next level. And when you go to the next level, things will work out for you. A little bit of the book of Enoch, and it's a spiritual book. They talk about the angels being chastised by God for being disobedient. If the angels got chastised by God, what do you think about us? Exodus, let me put this down right now. Exodus 23:20, it said, listen to the angels. And Exodus 14:14, by the battle, you can't fight the battle with these demons. You got to let God give you the financial blessing that you need. I'm praying for somebody that's been having headaches and they left fire out of the business right now. That breast cancer, I'm speaking right now. That high blood, I rebuke it right now. Young lady in the hospital, I rebuke that sickness right now. In the name of the Almighty God, I rebuke the demons trying to take over. Mm-hmm.
And behold how this...
They try to block you, and I'm still trying to open up doors for you. I rebuke that right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For God to move you to the next level.
Which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh, with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition not to be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has finally passed upon you, and from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity, and in bonds of the earth decree has gone forth to bind you the days of the world, and that previously shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them. They shall fall for you by the sword. Your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And a vision was shown to me. Behold, vision, clouds bided me, the course of the stars and the lightning fed. The wind in the vision caused me to fly, lifted me upward, and bore me to heaven. I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystal and surrounded by tongues of fire. It began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. The walls of the house were like tessellated floor crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightning. And between them were fiery cherubim, their heaven. Flaming fire surrounded the wall, and its portals blazed with fire. Entered into that house, hot as fire, cold as ice. There were no delights of life there. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And as I quaked, stood open before me, and it was of flames.
That's these angels that's gone with these angels. That's
that.
Kind of stuff
that
happened. I wanted you to sleep and to know that this kind of stuff that's happening in the spirit realm where you might know.
For length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. The Lord said unto Michael, go, bind Samjaza and his associates to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till judgment that is forever, ever consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to fire and to the torment which they shall be confined for. And whosoever shall be condemned, destroyed, will from thenceforth bound together with to the end of generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate, children of watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of them, and let every come to an end. And let the plants of righteousness appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted truth and joy forever. And then shall all the righteous and shall live till they beget thousands of children, and all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete. And then shall the whole earth till righteousness, and shall all planted trees and be full of blessings. And all desirable trees shall be planted on them. And they shall plant vines. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine, which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear a fruit. And each measure of olive shall yield 10 presses. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all godless, and all the unclean brought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration, and all shall worship. And the earth shall be cleansed from violence, and from all punishment, and from all. And I will ever again send them upon it from generation to generation. And chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all generations of men. Dream vision of God, his intercession for Azazel and the angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final. Chapter 12. Before these things, God was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden. Watchers, maids, were with the Holy One. And I, Mark, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages, and lo, the watchers called Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction. And he shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall ye not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee, be in bonds, and I shall not have toleration nor request granted it for the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. I went and spoke to them all together, all afraid, fear, trembling, seized them. They besought me, draw up a petition for them, they might find forgiveness, to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, which they had been damned. Then I wrote out their petition, the prayer in regard, and I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, south the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them. They were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesar, with their faces covered. I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh, with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men, converse therewith, and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, children.
God has spoke to Enoch. I want to explain to you, some of you don't even know. One lady called me and said, what's going on? This what happened. God will recommend the angels, Jerry. The angels have came down from heaven and had sex with humans. And the angels came, the fallen angels, 240 angels come down and had sex with humans. Out of the relationship having sex with humans, they had giants. Children were giants. They'd be real tall. And after that, the giants came and they had the giants came. The angels taught all kind of secrets that God told them not to teach. But when the giants started having animals, they started eating each other, they all died out. But the children from the giants was evil. But it was really evil. So God's son, the angel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel to chastise them. And they were so afraid. What I'm saying tonight to clear up, God is in control. All this stuff that's going on the earth, it got to come by God. And what I mean by that, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. So the ancestors that's past, they are looking at what we are doing. They're not pleased with how we're being treated. So the ancestors will make amends to God. And when they come to the Great One, the God tell them how they're doing, and floods and storm, all that stuff coming is because America, I'm going to say the world, have to change the policy and stop the war, stop the killing, save the babies. So Enoch converses with the spirit of God. And the angels, the giants, they all died. because they couldn't sustain, because they had came from the spirit realm, from the heavenly realm, and seen and lusted human women and had sex with them and had children. The angels, all the giants was the giants that you see, they had sex with the angels. And out of that relationship came giants. And the giants, they ate up themselves and they defied God. The angels that did it, God chastised them. They couldn't even talk to God. Enoch had to go talk to God for them. They wrote a petition. I don't know what on the petition. It was saying, God, forgive me, all that. But God did not forgive them. God put them in a place, these fallen angels. God chastised them and put them in a place. The reason I'm saying that tonight, God have a way of speaking to me and you. And the evil that's going on across this world, the flood, you know, it's London, flood, storm, because men have strayed away from the teaching of the Almighty God. Here in America, every time you pick the phone of somebody being shot, being killed, not just in Chicago, all over the world, men and women got to come back and repent to God. Glory, hallelujah. And what I'm saying to you tonight, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Get ready for God to break the yoke. Get ready for a divine door to open up for you. And once it opens up, walk in it, pray in it, and let God touch you in a special way, and let God open that door that needs to be opened up for you, because you don't come for enough. So God is able to heal your body, your mind, your soul, and you let God do it. So one of the things I'm saying tonight, how God chastised the angels. Okay. So when Michael and Raphael and Gabriel, Michael is the archangel, and when they get to moving, it doesn't mean the Bible say, when you read Exodus 23 and 20, the Bible said, listen to the angel and obey them, because they directly from God. Now, I want to tell you something else. That also the ancestors come from God with a message. So sometimes the ancestors have the message that you be looking for. You can't get that message because you are disobedient. You got to be obedient to what God saying to you and what God's saying for you. So God got something special for you. You got to get ready to receive the power that God got. See? And when we cross over on Tuesday night, we're talking about the ancestors. We're talking about people in the spirit realm that come and pay the price. And I was sitting with a professor, and he said, bitch, you know the spirit, those people that's in the spirit, they go and come when they get ready. I already understood that they move on the earth like God wants them to move, because they are ancestors, and they can come and see about you and can come and help you. So I'm praying for you tonight to get it together. Praying for you tonight to understand that we have to be together, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I'm praying tonight for you to let go and let God and tell God what you really want and how you really want to help somebody. Now, tonight, as I talk to the ancestors, I decree your healing tonight. I want to say this now, and I'm going to play this record too, because it reminds me and y'all might know him, but I got to say it. I guess that's who I call his spirit tonight. Because his spirit going to touch somebody tonight. As I play him, his spirit going to touch somebody tonight. Play him. Now, what I want to say to you, Brother Paul Jones, and he came to the church. Bishop Moe came to the church. He's in the spirit world now. And he sung, "I Won't Complain." This young man, it already said that he knows he had messed up. But he said, "Bishop, I'm not going to complain." And I was sitting there with Sister Lena May, Little Mary, Pastor. We were sitting there. Lena May said, "Bishop, he on his way out of here." I said, "Yeah, you're right." And what that means, she knows, he said, "I want you to pray for me, Bishop, but I've already made peace with my God. And tonight, sometimes you have not because you ask not. And sometimes you have to seed for your need." And this young man said, "I just want to testify in my song tonight." Church was packed. Problem with it. I'm an overseer of the church. I didn't have no problem. So he began to sing. And as he began to sing, doors opened up as he began to sing. And this was Brother Paul Jones. And as he get ready to sing, and he said, "Bishop, I just need to sing this." I prayed for him, Pastor prayed for him, and he had AIDS. But we prayed, and he had already claimed that he ain't going to complain. And whatever you're going through tonight, I don't want you to complain. I want you to let God work for you. Let God go on and get it, and God work for you, and it'll work.
I'm thinking over all of my good days. Out with my bad days. I was hurt. Sometimes a cloud can roll. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But evil was meant for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see, so I'll just say, oh. I won't complain. Oh, and feels so good to me. Have you been good? It's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Yeah. Okay. You know what it is? Yeah. It drives all of my tears away. God, I'm in my sin today. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lying on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talking about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. It might be weak, finally wrapped in the pain, but thank you, Lord. I feel
I used to go home. I could go home.